Din afa pi sheherzik Yisrael achar bin achosav, even though another Yisrael is machzik, is zayche in the geret nechosim. In other words, the mind of a ger is that a churah he has no yorshim. His sons are not yidden, his sons are still goyim, they don't yashin him, so nobody yashins a ger, and the chosim lies like hefker. So it says here, who could be zayche? Anybody. So it's saying, afal pi sheherzik Yisrael achar bin achosav, even though somebody else was zayche in the geret nechosim, oyser. It becomes also. Now it's also for that first Yisrael to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So the Gemara soon asked the Kasha, what's the solution of Afal Pi Sheherzik Yisrael? Mashmi, even if nobody was Zeicher, which that should not be the din. If nobody was Zeicher in the Geret Nechotzer, so then only one Yisrael is living here, so Pshit, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So what's the solution of Afal Pi Sheherzik? Like Rashi says, the Kamam Porach, my Afal Pi Sheherzik. The Gemara will soon ask this Kasha. But Mishach HaSheicher, let's say the ger first dies on Shabbos. In other words, at the beginning of Shabbos, or like Friday, they made an Eruv HaKaseret together, the Yisrael and the ger. So at the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutter for them to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Now, afal pi sheherzik Yisrael achar, even though after the goy dies, the ger dies on Shabbos, nobody else is zeichem in the ger's nechotzer, is ein oiser. Nobody asks, which this lashon is also very shver. What do you mean? If nobody's Zeicher, there's no Shalom. Then there's only one Yisrael living here, Pshiti's allowed to carry out. So all this the Gemara will soon ask. So the Gemara will go for Kasha. What we just said on top is Shver, Sakasha. Or Martha, you said, Meboidjoin, let's say the Ger dies on Friday, before Shabbos, is a Lashon Afal Pi Sheherzik. Even though somebody else was Zeicher, still he asks. So the Gemara, you mean to say, V'loi Meboid K'loi Herzik? And Pshiti telling me, of course, if nobody is Zeicher in the Geret Nechotzer, then of course it's Osir. That's why you're saying, like, even though somebody was Zeicher, still it's Osir. Shredi Gemara Adarabba, just the opposite, that can't be. Kiloi Herzik, if nobody is Zeicher, if nobody was Zeicher in the Geret Nechotzer, is Loi Osir. Avad is not Osir. Avad is only one Yisrael living here in this Chotzer. And Shita, this Yisrael is allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. So what's Pshan Lebraisa? So the Gemara Amarav Papa. Amen. You know what the Brisa means to say? Afa pi shaloi herzik. Means to say, even though nobody was Zeichem. Afa pi shaloi herzik, even though nobody was Zeichem, still it's Osir. And what's the Hezbollah? We'll soon see why that should be. So Eshton struck the Gemara, Vu afa pi shaloi herzik. It says no. It says even though somebody was Zeichem. So what do you mean to say? It should mean to say even though nobody was Zeichem. So the Gemara Hochi Koma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Even though what? The ger died on Friday, and nobody was zeicher in the ger's nechosim until Shabbos, later on in Shabbos. But at the beginning of Shabbos, nobody was zeicher in the ger's nechosim. So really, at the beginning of Shabbos, who was living here? Just this one Yisrael. See, even though at the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutter for the Yisrael to carry out from his house into the chosim, still we say later on in Shabbos, when somebody else is Zeicher in the Ger's house, and now it's considered like that person is living here, that person asks on the other person that nobody can carry out now from the house into the Chotzer, unless one is Mavatl his Rishus to the other one. Nick, we'll see later. So what does the Gemara say here? Again, Hochikoma, Afal Pi Shleihechsin Mabayjoin, even though nobody was Zeicher in the Ger's Nechotzer, Mabayjoin before Shabbos, Ela Mishach HaSheicha, only at nighttime on Shabbos, since it was oimed, people had a right to be kind of the Geret Nechosim as soon as he died. So really, on Friday it was oimed, we know for sure somebody is going to be Zeicher on these Nechosim. Therefore, oisim Mishach HaSheicha. Afal pi shehechzik Yisrael, oisim Mishach HaSheicha. Therefore, we say that at night time, when the other person is Zeicher in the Geret Nechosim, now it's Osir to carry out to the Chotzer. And here we don't say the Svara, since at the beginning of Shabbos, only one person was living here, so since it was Hutta from them, it should remain Hutta the rest of the Shabbos. That's the Svara, here we don't say it. Because here we knew right away at the beginning of Shabbos that somebody is going to be Zeicher in this Nechosim. So it's never called like at the beginning of Shabbos, we could see Hetter for the whole Shabbos. We know right away somebody is going to be Zeicher in this Geret Nechosim. So later on, as soon as the person is Zeicher, now Lamaisa, there are like two people living in this Chotzer, and they ask the Zeh that you can't carry out. Let's see Rashi. Afal pi, proclamon. Afal pi shleherzik, Rashi, meboy join. miyad. Even though on Friday, when the ger died, nobody was zecher in his nechosim. But the people waited until it became nighttime. And even though at the beginning is Shabbos, before somebody was zecher, it was mutter for this Israel to carry out. Still later on in Shabbos, when the next person is zecher, then a chosim becomes also. Can a farshla come on? Like the Gemara soon explain. Since this person had a right to be zecher in the geres nechosim, even by day, im yirtza nimtzas reshuzu tuluyav yemedis. That's not considered an out of heter at the beginning of Shabbos, like we learned before in the Braisa. If something is mut at the beginning of Shabbos, the heter remains the whole Shabbos. That's only if at the beginning of Shabbos it was oimed, it looked as if the heter would really be at all Shabbos. But here right away we know that this heter is not going to be too long, because we know somebody's going to come and be zeicher in the geres nechosim. So therefore right now it's not really called huter at the beginning of Shabbos for those Shabbos. And may we say, calls the man, nobody was zecher, but it was mutz to carry out. But as soon as somebody is zecher in the nechosim, then it becomes osti, it can't carry out. Like we'll see later, it means until, unless one is mevatel, they reshus to the other one. Yeah, so that's Pshat Gemara. So the Gemara, afal pish lehefzit, Yisrael achar eino oiser. Yeah, this is the next part of the braisa. It says, even though nobody was zeicher, still ain't oiser. So the chutz adiak, afal pish lehechzik yisrael achar, for loy mi boy ki hechzik. And you, like you're saying, and not only if somebody is zeicher, but even if nobody is zeicher. So the more other rabbi, just the opposite. Ki hechzik oiser. What do you mean? When somebody later on is zeicher, it does become oiser. Omer apopom, eima means to say like this. Afal pish lehechzik, even though somebody is zeicher, still it's mutter. And what's the pshat? Why? Because the ger first died on Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, there wasn't a eruv chetzeris between the Yisrael and the ger. So they had a heter to carry out at the beginning of Shabbos. Now this heter, stamazle, is aimed to be a good heter for the whole Shabbos. Therefore, even though the ger dies on Shabbos, kivan shehutra at the beginning of Shabbos, it's hut to the rest of the Shabbos. For the Gemara though, avavu afa pishloyech seketoni. But the Lashon HaBraisa was, even though nobody was Eichem. So the Mar Hochi Koma. Af al pi shechzik mishach ha-sheichom. Even though somebody was Eichem, the Geres Nechosim, on Shabbos, of a kiv, on the lehev, on the lehachzik, m'boi joim. Since, like before Shabbos on Friday, nobody had the right to be Eichem in the Geres Nechosim, because at that time the Ger was alive, and the Ger made an Eruv HaChaseris. So as we say, heaven and lehachzik, m'boi joim, is a noiser. Therefore, it does not answer. Why? Because this is called Kivach Hutro, Lemiksa Shabbos, Hutro Lekula Shabbos. And here it's called the Good Heter. At the beginning of Shabbos, the Ger was alive, and he made an Eruv HaChaseris with the other Yisrael. So Lemaisa, right now, they're both allowed to carry out. Since they're both allowed to carry out, therefore we say the Heter, it stays the whole Shabbos. Even though later on in Shabbos, the Ger dies, and now if somebody is Eichel, it's like a new person without an Eruv, it should be awesome. Do we say no? Since the beginning of Shabbos, it was Hutter, the Heter remains for the rest of the Shabbos. So the Gemara, now the Raya for our Shaila is, again, our Shaila was, if a person dies and his son yashins him, does the son have a right to be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos or not? So the Gemara, now the Raya is going to be like this. Kitoni miyas resha koponim. At the resha, the beginning of this Braisa, it says like this. Oysa. It says what? That if the ger died on Friday, so now, if somebody is zeicher in the nechosim, even on Shabbos, when he's zeicher, it becomes osur. Now you're not allowed to carry out from one reshus into the chotzer. Is the kashra my osur? Why do we say when he's zeicher on Shabbos? Why says he has to do like a yerush? He's like yashning the ger right now on Shabbos. So why do we say it's osur for the rest of the Shabbos? Nevatel. Why can't one person be nevatel his reshus to the other one? Is the haver minyari this mashmis is osur that has to remain osur for those Shabbos? Ah, you're saying before that a din yerush has a right to be mevatel. So even though if the Gemara my oyser diktoni achivatel, that wouldn't be a kasha. When it says oser, it only means calls the man, they're not mevatel one to the other. But as soon as one is mevatel, his reshus to the other one, and the chnami, then it becomes mutter. So here this Gemara is a little bit of a chiddush. The chur before we were saying this tomorrow, why does the yerush have a right to be mevatel? Because the yerush is like in the place of his father. It's lush from the karya diavuahu. So, of course, it's only by his son to his father. he takes over his father's place. But you ever talk about a ger? A ger doesn't have any yorshim. Somebody wants to be zoichim in hefker. So what din yorish does he have? So the chiddush in the Gemara, mashma still, since you're yarshning the ger right now, it's also called like yorish. You're also like taking over the place of the ger. So since if the ger was alive, he would be allowed to be mevatel his rishus one to the other. Therefore, we say now also this person that zeichem in the nechosim should also be allowed to be mevatel one to the other. And if it's mashma, it can't be. So it's the kashra on the man the yom that said you could be mevatel. So Gemara's matchino, it's only aser up until they're mevatel. Now when they're both living there, if one is mevatel his rishus to the other one, it becomes mutter for the other one. I call upon him to carry out that one Shabbos. So the Gemara. Reb Yechanan Omar Masnisin Mani Beishamahi. Yechanan says, our Mishnah goes according to Beishamai. The Yamri that says, Ain Bitter Rishus Beishabis. As he doesn't like this deed, this last teretz. Staka Mashma, that if the ger dies on Shabbos and somebody else is Zeicher on Shabbos, that person can't be Mavatl his Rishus on Shabbos. Why doesn't he have a din like a Yerush? The teretz says, this price that goes according to Beishamai. That Beishamai we had before says the din of Bittel. That you could be mevatel your rishus on Shabbos, that's like a hilchos erev. That is only chal if you mevatel before Shabbos, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to be mevatel. Shas Rav Yechon Nomar Hani Tati Masdisin Basrais of the Army Yerush Oyser is Beishamahi. Goes according to Beishamahi. The other name bit rishus b'Shabbos. It's not like we learned before. Miyei Masai Noisne Rishus. When one wants to be mevatel his rishus to the other one, gives up his right to use the chotzer. When does he have to do it? Beisham, he says it has to be done on Friday before Shabbos, because Bittul is a din like an Erev. No, even though Hilchas Erev Chatzeres has to be done before Shabbos, but Hilchas Bittul could even be done on Shabbos. Omar Rula, Zatula, my time of the Beisil. What's that of Shan Beisil? How come you could be Mavato your Rishus on Shabbos? Beisil didn't like this Pshat. Luchura, everything has to be Chal at the beginning of Shabbos. So since at the beginning of Shabbos you weren't about to Yerushus, it was Asar, why doesn't it stay Asar the rest of the Shabbos? Sula says the Chiddush, my time at the Beis Hillel, Nasa Koimeh Kalach Eitzel Yofis. It's as if the Balabos tells a person, go to my good parents. Now this is talking about Hilchus Truma. That there's a Lachom, I can't be Mafrish Truma of somebody else's parents, unless he made me for Shliach. Now, Lagrashi says, Kalach Eitzel Yofis, Kavi Terim Esho Chaver Shleimi Das. I went and took off Truma from my friend from his Paris. Now Tanya, Bo Balabayas, let's say later the Balabos comes back. V'nimtzu shuterim, and he finds out that somebody took off Truma from his Paris. V'yamoloi, and the Balabos answers back like this. Klach etzu yofis, as even though he took very good Paris for Truma, the Balabos says, Lushin, you know what? You should have even taken better ones than that. Is in yeshla yofis, ma'am, if there really were better ones, then Truma's a Truma. We can't just say it's good. When the Shliach did it, he had a right to take off the Truma. Why? The Gole Adarita the Nichole. We see now when the Balabos says you should have taken the better one, as if the Balabos was Nichol what you did the whole time. The Yamrina, therefore, we say, Keman the Shav Yishliach Mikora Domi. It's as if the Balabos made this person a Shliach Mikora. Get like Yish Loimidas, have a Yish. When we see a Nichol with what happened, we say it as if he were Nichol all along, even from before. That's the Svara over there. So now, Ul is saying, Hochinama, the same thing as over here, but according to Beis Hillel. Kivon the Bittul Hashto. Since now, even though you'd worn Mevatel Friday, you first waited to Shabbos, and on Shabbos now you'd be Mevatel your Rishus to the other one, still we say it helps, is, Goli Daita de Mikore Vishayus and Ichole. We see now, really, your Das was all the time that you want that there should be a Heter to carry out from the house into the Chotzer. Elisha Shochach La'irif. So really, you should have made an error before Shabbos, but you forgot. And it's not considered like you're being marked in a new Rishus now on Shabbos. It's only a Gilu Das, but really you had not to do this from before Shabbos. So that's why it's Chal according to Beis Hillel. And according to everybody, really, Mitchila, you can't make a new din Bittel on Shabbos. Just as Ul is learning this Svar in Beis Hillel is, like Klach Eitz Yofis, if we see you doing it now, it's like a Gilu Das, you wanted this to be this way all along, even from before Shabbos. So, Omer Abaya, Abaya is the Kasha Tulu. That can't be. Omer Abaya, Meis Nochri v'Shabbos, my Klach Eitzel Yofasika. In the case that we had before, that there was a Goy living with two Yisraelim in the Chotzer. And since they did not rent the goy's reshus from before Shabbos, it's or calls them on they didn't rent from the goy, it's also to carry out now the Yisrael into the chotzer, the goy asses. And it doesn't help a bit right now, because the goy is still there. Now the din was we had, let's say the goy dies on Shabbos, now it's mutter from one Yisrael from Mavato to the other reshus. Now here, when the Yisrael's Mavato, we can't say as if he had daf all along to be Mavato even from before Shabbos. Because since the goy was living here, the goy was alive before Shabbos, they knew at that time there's no heter unless you rent off the goy. And calls them on, you didn't rent off the goy, you show us your das is not to be able to carry it on Shabbos. So now when the goy dies on Shabbos, why is the halacha we hold at like the man the yama, that you are allowed to be mavatul your reshus now, one to the other? Here it doesn't pass ulisvar. He is if he can't say that since he's nicha now, we see as if he was always nicha. Before he was a nicha. Because before, when the goy was alive, it's not possible to move out to Yeshus. First, you have to rent it off him. So, you see, even though there's no gilodas that before you were nicha, just right now, if right now the goy dies, and now there's only two Yisraelim living there, and they could be move out to the Yeshus one to the other, it helps according to Beisil. So, the svar is not like Ula. Even though there's no gilodas you really meant it before Shabbos, still Beisil holds Pasha Geret. You're allowed to be move out to your Yeshus on Shabbos. So the Zohar says to Gemara, what is the machlokes then between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So the Gemara, Elohocha b'hoke miflugi. You know what the machlokes is? It's a machlokes, how does the din bittul go? When you're giving up your rights to use the chotzer. To Beis Shammai, savri bittul rishus, mikne rishusahu. You know, when you're mevatu rishus, giving up the rights to use it, you really have to be makne your rishus. Like, make sure the other person is kind of acquires it. So the Zohar, umikne rishus, b'shabbos osur. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. That's why Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to be mevatel your reshus on Shabbos. Or Beis Hillel savri, Beis Hillel holds no. Istaluke reshusa b'yalmuhu. V'istaluke reshusa v'shabbos shapadomi. Beis Hillel holds when you be mevatel your reshus, you're not really being makni your reshus to somebody else. You're not giving him a kinyan now. It's just a svara istaluke. You're like just taking yourself away. To get like a mechilam. I'm just taking myself out of this chotzer. So to be mistalik yourself, take yourself out of the chotzer, that's mutter. The Farshim say, from here at Saraya, you're allowed to be moichel something on Shabbos. Moichel just means you're just taking yourself away from here. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. You can take yourself away from the zach. So Lashon is, Obeisil Savri, is the luke reshus of Yamahu. Is the luke reshus of Shabbos, Shabbadami, and Echnami, you're allowed to give up, be mistalik yourself on Shabbos. Vashaken, according to Beis Shammai, where it's a real kinyan dikalocha, so it's also like Ratlis, Rashi says, the Shabbos also, to domel a mekach hamemcher. This is mamish doima to doing a mekach hamemcher on Shabbos, which is also, so according to Beis Shammai, it's also, but according to Beis Hillel, it's muta. Zot Gemara. Bal habayis, shoye shutef ulishchenuf. O bal habos, and he had his neighbors, and they both shared the same chotzer, so Pasha was out in the Ruvik HaTzeris, it's also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, or into your neighbor's house. Now, they didn't really put an Erev HaTzeris, but just Balabayis, so you Shutav L'Shchein of L'Zeh B'Yayin L'Zeh B'Yayin. They both had a Shutfis, the Balabos and his neighbor, both owned wine together. L'Zeh B'Yayin L'Zeh B'Yayin, they both owned wine together. Is Alocha Einam Tzrichim Arif. They don't have to make any special Ruvik HaTzeris. Not that the neighbors own wine together, and it's like we'll see in the Gemara, it's in one keli, that automatically has a din erev for them. Even though they didn't put it there, the shame erev, still, the svar of an erev is that if we own things together, it's like we're in one place. So if we're mamash shutfis in the wine together, that's enough for an erev. We look as if we're muriv, we're together. The Rashi says, shoye shutef im tshchenov, sheve mobi le shem shutfis balmo, v'lo le shem shutef. Yeah. So the Gemara, the Mishnah though, what about l'zeh b'yayin l'zeh b'shemin, then tzrich anarev. If one shutef owned wine and the other or neighbor owned shemin, oil, that's no good. Even though they're shutefes together, they're doing business together, this is no good. And the Gemara will explain the chilek is, because wine and shemin usually keep in two different kelim. If you keep it in two different kelim, that's not good for neirev. Vashenka is a mile of wine and wine, it's in one keli, and if you have the two wines mixed together in the same keli, we look as if both people are muruf together. Rabbi Shimon, Noam Rabbi Shimon says, Echot ze, v'yechot ze, einan tzrich anarev. He holds no, even though they're shutfis, one in wine and one in shemen, that's enough in erev. You don't have to make a special erev. Even though the churis in two separate kelim, still it's good. And the Gemara will explain what's the Svarn of Shimon, why is it good for Nerev. So the Gemara, Omar Rav, Uvukliyech. You should know that, that the Mishnah says that the both are shutfis and warring, it means the warring is in one keli. And Omar Rava, Dekanam, you have a Ryan for now, Mishnah like that. Tiktoni, because the Mishnah says, Lezeb Yain, Ulezeb Shemin, Tsuchim Arif. If the shutfis was that one owned wine and one owned oil, that's no good. You can't make an error for that. Now, why not? What's the difference if they both own wine together, or they own wine and shemen together? What's the difference? So, if you'll tell me that reisha b'kliyechad, the reisha that says it's good only if the shutfis was in one keli, and sefer b'shnei kelim, mashenk in the sefer, usually you don't put wine and oil together, therefore the shutfis had to be in two separate kelim, then it's shapir, that's why it's good, the erev is not chal. Even though the shutfis, we're saying the shutfis only helps, their partnership only helps, if they're both in the same keli. Mashenk in wine and oil on two different kelim, it's no good. But if you're going to tell me, reisha b'shnei kelim, when the reisha says that a partnership in wine could be two separate kelim, v'sefer b'shnei kelim, and the sefer one says the partnership is with wine and oil, it's also two kelim, what's the difference then? Ma liyayin v'yayin, ma liyayin v'shemen. What should be the difference between wine and wine and wine and oil? They're both shutfis. So it's a raya that we're talking about that has to be in one keli. So mainly yayin v'yayin, you could put in one keli. Mashenkin yayin v'shemen, you can't put in one keli. Omalei Abaye, Abaye is back, no, maybe there's no raya to Rav. I'll tell you the story like this. Yayin v'yayin, it could take it being two separate kelim. But you know why it's good? By ro'u la'arif. It's ro'i, a koponim, it's possible to put them two together. So that's why we can look as if you're in Uruf together. You have an Eruf here. Even though you didn't put it there, you did not put it down, the Shem Eruf, you just own the wine together, that's good enough for an Eruf. Mashenken, Shemen, Yain, the Shemen, and Royal Aruf. Mashenken, the Sefer says that since you have wine and oil, it's not Roy to Marav together, then we can't look as if you're together. So Rashi explains here, Rashi, Omar Rav, Bukli Yechad, Shekulam Hoyu, Shutfas, Bukli Yechad. The Shutfas wasn't one Kaili. Aber b'shnei kelim lo. If the wine was in two different kelim, it's no good. So Rashi has the kasha now. V'yaf agav v'yami b'esilu aperek mishir tzir. We had before the b'esilu shrit there is erev hanosim b'shnei kelim. If you had a erev in two different kelim, that you collected the pas from the ochotzer, is kosher. So you see, in two different kelim is kosher. So Rashi also moved the mikor l'shem erev govli. There we're talking about you went around collecting the erev. The food was there l'shem erev. You filled up one keli, the ice and you have left over, you got to put into a second keli. But here it wasn't put there l'shem eruv v'chatzeris. It was put there or l'shem shtufim voice. It was time put there for shutfis. As Mel would say, b'kli echodin, the base kelim loy. It's only good if it's in one keli, in two kelim it's no good. The Rashi says l'shem shittuf. Shittuf means shtufim voice. In order to be carried out from the chatzerim into the mavi, into the alleyway. And Rashi says the bediyuk, because like we'll see in Amid Bey, the lochis are, to make an eruv chatzeris, you have to use bread. You can't use anything else. See, so we're talking about wine. Wine machlal is no good for eruv chatzeris. Mashenkin for shtufim voice. That means in order to make all the chatzeris together, that you're allowed to carry out from your chatzer into the mavi, for that is good even wine. So here the Mishnah Posh is talking about the eruv of shtufim voice. So marav, everybody in the Movi together, all the chaseris, that you should be allowed to carry out, so in the chatzur into the Movi, so that's good even with wine. Yeah. Right. So the Mar, Reb Shimon Oimer, Echot Zeh, V'yechot Zeh, Ein Tzrich Nar. Reb Shimon says no. Even though the shutfis is that one person owns wine, and one person owns shemen, and Poshet Havamini Riz, it's in two different kelim, still is good for Nerev. For at the Gemara, like how could that be? Even if one owns wine and one owns oil, where's the Erev here? It's two separate kelim, there's no mixture, they're not together. Or my rabba, so rabba gives a teretz. You know what the Shim is talking about? A new case. He's not going back to our first case, the case of shutfis, that our silk is shutfis, they're muriv. He's going back to real good Erev. We're talking about a chotzer that's situated between two different mavois. And we're talking about each mavi yavada has their own eruv chatzeris. And now they want to be able to carry from the mavi into the middle chatzer. So they have to make a new eruv chatzeris. So each mavi made a special eruv into the middle chatzer. So the right mavi came with oil, and the left mavi came with shemen. And both the outer ones now are mutter to carry into the middle one. And the middle one is mutter to carry into the two outer ones. But Enechonami, the two outer ones, the two Movi, are not allowed to carry one to the other, because they were not Marav together. So the Marav Reb Shimon Latayme, and if Shimon goes according to his Tam, his reasoning, that we had before, that's not, we had a Mishnah before, Omer Reb Shimon, Lomer Hadova Doima, what is this thing Doima to? Lisholosh Chatzeris, you have three Chatzerim, one next to another. Ha'apsuche Zuluzu, that they have an opening one into the other, and they're also Psuche Lushus Rabin. Each Chatzer is also open, has its own opening into Lushus Rabin. So in a case like this, they don't ask the Zel Zer, because each one has its own exit into Lushus Rabin. But if they want to, they're allowed to make an Arubah Chatzer together, since there's a Pesach, there's an opening between one Chatzer and the next Chatzer. Is a locha like this. Irvu shtayim achitzoynes imhuam tzoyis. The two outer chatzerim put an erev into the middle chatzer. Is he muteris imuhim? The middle chatzer now is mut to carry out into both chatzerim. Yes, so locha is he muteris imuhim. The middle one is mut to carry out into both outer chatzers. The hein muteris imuhim. And the two outer chatzers are allowed to carry into the middle chatzer. But the two outer chatzerim are also to carry one into the other, because they never made an Erev with chatzeris together. They only made an Erev with the middle one. So it's the same halacha here also. That the Reb Shimon says, Echad zeh v'echad zeh ein etzrich an Erev, means even though one Movui put wine into the middle chatzer, and the other Movui put Shemen into the middle chatzer, so they made two special, like Shtufa Mavoyis, in order to be carried into this middle chotzer, but the two Adam of these never made an Erev together, then not allowed to carry one into the other. That's Pshat in our Mishnah. Nothing to do with halachas of Shutfis, of only things b'Shutfis. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye has to kasha back. Mi Domi, according to this, is it good? Is there a tzushtel? Is it like, Hosom Kitoni Ishtayim HaChitzoynois Asuris? Over there before we had clearly that the two outer chatzerim are not allowed to carry one to the other. Since they didn't make an Erev chatzeris together, they can't carry. Hoch Tony, but here and now Mishnah says a Lashon, Ein Tzrichen Larif. You hear it says Lashon, Ein Tzrichen Larif. Klau, you don't have to make an Erev at all. That's the Lashon of our Mishnah. Zechurat Smashma, you don't have to make an Erev at all. Mashma, everybody is mutter straight through. So if you're going to tell me something about a chotzer in between two movies, it's remote to carry straight through from one movie into the next movie. Something more name. Ein tzrichim arev shcheinim pahadi balabais. Means the two sides don't have to make an erev with the middle balabos. Avo shcheinim pahadi adodi tzrichim arev. But it's possible to say the shcheinim, the two sides, if they want to make an erev in order to carry straight across from one to the other, they don't have to make their own erev. In other words, since they didn't make an Erev together, it's just each one made an Erev with the middle one, so the middle one is mutter with both of them. But the two outer ones attack are also to carry one into the other, unless they go and make a new Erev together. Yeah, like Rashi says, Shcheinim Badi Adodi, Im Roitzim B'nei Movi Zeh L'shtamish B'zeh, if from one Movi they want to carry into the next Movi, is Tzrichim Arev, they have to make a new Shtufim voice. V'los Teis Kulim Pas B'chotzer Zu. Yeah. Good. That's one shot. So the more weiter. For Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbonin, Beplukta, Rabbi Yechonin, Benuri, Rabbonin, Kamiflin.